Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
A little self-care can go a long way, especially amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays. That's where Vegamore comes in. Trusted by millions, Vegamore is all about giving your hair the love and care it deserves. With their vegan and cruelty-free formulas, you can nourish and revitalize your strands while indulging in some much-needed pampering. Because let's face it, who couldn't use a bit more me time this time of year? Go to vegamore.com/ACAST, code ACAST. That's VEGAMOUR.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's exciting episode. But before I actually break to you what this episode is about and do the big reveal, I don't often check up on like how this podcast is doing on its various platforms, because you can download this on so many different places. You know, Spotify is obviously a very big one, Apple Podcasts, Google, and then there's all these other little ones, Podbean, and you know, all this sort of thing. But I did actually follow a link to our channel on Spotify the other day and noticed that we do now have ratings.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I would like to say thank you to everybody that's actually given us a rating. But obviously from that No Subject episode where we asked people to do that, you know, a few people actually have done. And so anybody who's given us a rating on any of those other sites like Podbean or I don't know what they were.
Apple.
Yeah, all these other places. Thank you very much. It really does mean a lot to us. It helps us out so much because it attracts attention, you know, for new viewers. New viewers look at the ratings. If it's got a bad rating, they don't listen to it. If it's got a good rating, they do listen to it. And it looks like everybody gave us a 5-star rating.
Oh, lovely. Thanks,
Spotify.
Guys.
So thank you very much to everybody that did that. And if you haven't yet done that, jump on board and give us also a 5-star rating, if you don't mind. that was kind of just one little thing that I just wanted to make sure that I got through right at the start before I forgot to mention it.
Yeah,
I often do. But this week, this has been on my mind for a couple of weeks now since I was on holiday. All of these posts on Instagram and whatnot started coming up, and it was interesting me. And then since coming back from my holiday, when we've been at work, and sometimes you'll sit on the step of the lobby and you're flicking through your TikTok and whatnot. And you said the other day, what's with all these whistleblowers, man? Do you remember that, yeah?
I do, yeah. Lots of whistleblowing going on.
I mean, how many have you seen?
I've seen a fair few.
Yeah.
And it seems I've seen a lot more since the Las Vegas UFO kind of crash.
Oh, the one that happened in the backyard or something.
And
like the American military didn't even try to cover it up.
Yeah. I think at that point everyone was like, oh, okay, they're here then.
So do you want to know why all these whistleblowers are now sort of coming forwards?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, well, obviously, a few years ago, I think it was, when Trump was president, they kind of forced his hand into signing a document to release what was known about UFOs, didn't they?
Yes, yeah.
And obviously, I think he was given like 120 days or something like that, wasn't it? The Congress was given to release documents on what they know about UFOs. Or it was going to go to Supreme Court or whatever.
Yeah.
To get it out of them. So obviously, yeah, US government had 120 days to hide anything that they wanted to hide. Mm-hmm. And then they presented. And then we got like the video of the Tic Tac. And you remember the military video where they're tracking that object through the sky and they say they don't know what it is. They're not admitting that they are extraterrestrial.
Mm.
In nature. But they say we don't know what these objects are, these UFOs, or UAPs, they call them, unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Yeah.
But following that, last year, the military funding bill in America, which is called the National Defense Authorization Act,
mm-hmm.
last year included a clause that allowed whistleblowers to report previously undisclosed UFO programs like material retrieval, material analysis, and reverse engineering programs to the Pentagon's team that they've called ARRO or AARO without any fear of prosecution for violating security oaths and non-disclosure agreements.
Okay, so
so change the law, basically. So they now, obviously, this bill has been passed where they said if you've got grievances from things that you've experienced, but obviously you're under a non-disclosure agreement, a secrecy oath, and that sort of thing, but it's eating you up inside. You know, you're getting anxiety from it or anything like that, and you want to report it, you want to get it off your chest. They've created this team called the AARO, ARRO, and that stands for All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office.
Okay. No way I'm remembering that.
No, but to be honest, the terminology of that, all domain, everywhere, anomaly, yeah.
Yeah.
Resolution Office. Now, that's not research, or it's not, it's almost like another way of covering it up.
Yeah.
To me, to my ears, anyway, the way that's actually, that acronym has been formed.
As you said that the second
The word resolution, that's almost like, oh, we can bury it under anything that we want.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
So that's why all these whistleblowers have got more confidence. They're coming out. They're saying what they've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're reporting it to this AARO, which is a Pentagon task force for investigating anomalies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so again, it's kind of, they're not necessarily admitting that it's extraterrestrial in nature. And that the whole word resolution to me means that if they can bury it, they're going to bury it.
It's bizarre to me that everyone kind of knows UFOs are a thing. It's been going on years, and especially the last few years. I think it's widely accepted. Like most people, when you say, do you believe in aliens? I've heard the response, well, yeah, or we'd be silly to think that there isn't something out there with how big the galaxy is.
Yeah, so I think most people with a good head on their shoulders would say, yes, I believe there's possible life out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you ask them, do you think they visited us? Then you start getting them 50-50 answers, don't you? Some people say yes, some people say no.
Yeah.
But I mean, statistically, out of the hundreds of billions of stars and planets that are out there in the universe, not just in our galaxy, but outside of that as well, statistically, there has got to be some form of life somewhere.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to evolve, because we always look for Earth-like planets that we could move to, but life that developed on another planet doesn't necessarily have to follow the same rules that we do here. You know, we have to breathe oxygen, eat food, consume water, and then we have, obviously, waste products come out. Methane is something that we produce, which is a gas that is, you know, something that is toxic to us. But then plant life here consumes carbon dioxide and gives off oxygen. So who's to say that alien life out there wouldn't evolve in some other kind of way? And we have heard of testimonies, I suppose, where these whistleblowers have stated that aliens have landed, but they're not able to breathe our atmosphere.
Yes.
And that would make sense.
Yeah, because I think it was Stephen Greer said that there's possibly, Dr. Stephen Greer, sorry.
Yeah.
There's potentially aliens in Area 51 that can only last 20 minutes in our atmosphere. So they've had to
suffocate or something.
So they've had to build conditions for these aliens. I'm guessing
environmental chambers that are correct for them. Yeah.
I'm guessing the aliens would have told them what they needed.
Well, more on Stephen Greer in a little while. I'd like to do an entire podcast just on Stephen Greer. I did reach out and see if he'd want to be on it, but I didn't get anything other than an auto response.
He's a busy man.
Well, it's his loss, you know. But anyway, so these whistleblowers, they've been encouraged to go through the AARO, which, as we've just said, seems like it's kind of a way of just like shoving it under the rug. We'll try and forget about it. You know?
Skeptical hippo eyes come out with that.
But some whistleblowers are taking their claims straight to Congress.
Ah.
Right? They want in Congress to investigate it or to hold an investigation plan. Because the Pentagon, obviously, they've got their own interests, but Congress is somewhere that can really make a difference. So these whistleblowers are claiming that the AARO only has clearance to probe military programs under Title 10 authority. I'm not going to pretend that I know exactly what that means. I'm guessing it's some kind of level of secrecy.
Oh, I can explain this one, Pat. no, I can't. I'm with you.
Well, yeah. Okay, so yeah, AARO can only investigate up to Title 10, which I'm guessing is like some kind of secrecy level. You need to have clearance to go above that, and the AARO doesn't have a level of clearance to go above that. And they're claiming that you would need clearance of at least Title 50 to actually investigate all of these claims that are being made.
Right, okay, I've already seen a problem here.
Go ahead.
So they're telling people to report to them to resolve these issues, but then them themselves
don't have the clearance to investigate it.
Yeah, that it doesn't work, does it?
No.
Right, okay.
It doesn't. So this is why a lot of people are now approaching Congress directly. They're getting lawyers involved and they're approaching Congress directly. Much like this guy, Dave Grush, who recently, just a few weeks ago, this is what perked my interest, he actually had an on-camera interview alleging that the US government possesses multiple non-human craft. And he's taken this direct to Congress. The problem is half of Congress don't have Title 50 clearance. So he's taking it direct to Congress thinking this will sort it out. And half of Congress don't even have the clearance level to even look at his claims.
So who has that level of clearance then?
Well, this is the problem. The American military and the government is so compartmentalized. It's need-to-know basis. If you don't need to know it, you're not going to know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even like the people who are dealing, say with crashed UFOs or something like that, they are trained up and specifically told they're not allowed to talk about this stuff. But they've got the clearance to go and retrieve this stuff. But then people higher up haven't got the clearance to know about it.
I mean, so stupid.
There's got to be some several people up the top that know more than, you know, than what we do, obviously. But, I mean, you know, these people in Congress, I mean, they're running the country.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to know about these things that they're fighting. Just general soldiers. I mean, these aren't even colonels or anything like that. You know, they're not high up in the military. The people that are going and doing these vehicle retrieval programs and stuff like that, reverse engineering. Some of them are not even military. They're civilians, like Bob Lazar was.
Yeah.
You know? And they're getting levels of clearance that are above the people running the actual country.
That's what I find bizarre.
It's backwards.
Because I feel like if that was over here and the government was hiding something and the Queen was like, I want to know, I feel like she'd have some sort of authority to know. I don't know. Like, I just...
That's a difficult one. But you'd imagine... with the monarchy... it's a hard one because the monarchy doesn't really, like, make laws or these days. They have to sign off on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the actual government and the prime minister that is presenting those laws and briefs and whatnot to the monarchy.
Hang on, is this...
So you would imagine that if the Prime Minister wanted to know about it, I mean, in the UK,
yeah.
If he wanted to know about this kind of thing, you'd hope that he'd have enough sway and enough clearance to be able to know about it. But I don't know that he would.
Well, to me, from what you've said, it kind of shows to me, like I could be wrong here, but entertain me for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Surely that's saying that the FBI and the CIA are more powerful and in control than the actual president of the United States is basically what that's saying.
Yes. I've heard it said before, that I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was something like 37 clearance levels above presidents.
Makes zero sense.
That is the top man in the country.
Yeah,
he is in charge of that country, and yet there's still like 30 plus levels of clearance above what he has to know about this sort of thing.
Oh, I can't wrap my head around that.
No, it's mental, isn't it?
It's backwards.
Like, it is. How can you run a country that way?
And then they wonder why there's riots and things, because it's like, I'm not going to get into politics, but it just seems crazy to me that there's a small group of people. So even if it's a couple hundred. They're in charge of what? What's America? 350 million?
Nearly that, yeah, yeah.
So you're telling me 200 people that have this clearance are in charge of 350 million people, yeah. And they just keep covering stuff up and just doing what they want, and even the president can't do anything about it?
No.
So how the hell do you break that chain?
I honestly don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Crazy, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail.
But yeah, so... yeah, because like I said, Dave Grush, he recently had an on-camera interview alleging about these non-human craft that he has seen.
Mm-hmm.
The reporter asked him, the thing is, Dave Grush works for the Pentagon. He is one of the guys that investigates these things. When there are reports from whistleblowers of what things that the UFOs and things that they've seen,
mm-hmm.
He is one of the guys that goes out to investigate. And they said, well, how much stuff have you seen of your own? And he said, yeah, I've seen some stuff, but I'm not allowed to talk about that at the moment because of clearance levels, you know?
Right.
So, and I mean, even Dave Groot, I mean, technically, he would only have that Title 10 authority, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going out there, he's getting reports from soldiers and people on the ground that exceed his clearance levels, which is why he wants to take it to Congress. And he hired a lawyer, Daniel Sheehan, I think that's how that's pronounced.
Nice.
He's defending him, and a whole bunch of other whistleblowers. One of his whistleblowers, I don't have a name for this guy, but he allegedly took part in an illegally undisclosed program retrieving crashed non-human aircraft or spacecraft.
illegally, you say?
Illegally, yeah, because I guess because of the way the laws have developed, if it's an unidentified flying object that has crashed, because of these new laws since Trump and, you know, this one back in last year, they're supposed to make this knowledge public.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's not public, then it's an illegal operation.
Okay,
they're not disclosing it. You understand?
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
And this guy claimed, allegedly, that they found a crashed UFO, UAP, and he described it as like a slice of a pie, so I'm guessing triangular sort of shape, around 30 feet in length. They hooked it up to a bulldozer because it was buried sort of half in the ground, pulled it free until it was just free of the ground by a few feet. It was self-standing. They hadn't ruined it. They didn't want to compromise its structural integrity, so they left it there where it was, and they sent a guy inside it, you know, see what he could find. And this guy, I don't know his name, or is there any kind of identification for him? He went inside, and bear in mind, this craft is only 30 feet in length on the outside. He said he stepped through the door, and it was. Do you know the show Doctor Who?
Yeah, yeah.
With the TARDIS that's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Yeah, it's like a whole room, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He said it was like that, and I'm not even over exaggerating here. He said it was 30 feet on the outside. He walked through the door into an area that was the size of an American football stadium.
Damn. I mean, how does that even work? That's some crazy technology.
That is some serious space-time distortion there. I mean, the level of technology that it would take to create that is just probably thousands of years beyond what we've got of our capabilities, natural capabilities. And he didn't... I don't have any descriptions of the inside, only the size of it. And he said it messed with his head so much. He was only able to be in there like 2 or 3 minutes, and he started feeling nauseous because he just couldn't handle it, the whole experience of it. So he turned around, walked back out through the door, bearing in mind to him, he'd only been in there 2 or 3 minutes. When he got outside, everybody was like, "Where you been for 4 hours?
4 hours.
4 hours.
I mean, time is messed up in that place.
Like I said, serious space and time distortion there.
I think it's so difficult because we're a very like logical, science-driven kind of species, aren't we? So
yeah,
the fact that there's this technology that can do that kind of thing, we can't even wrap our heads around it. Like, no. I literally can't even remember.
I normally like to try and explain things on this podcast. You know, if I can see a scientific explanation for things. But honestly, I'm at a loss. My only explanation is that we don't understand physics the way we think we do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely nuts.
That is, well, there may be an episode in a few weeks.
So good, so good, so good.
Perfect gifts? We've got them at Nordstrom Rack stores now. UGG, Nike, Barefoot Dreams, Kate Spade New York, and more. Find everything on their wish list all in one place.
Steve Madden? Yes, please.
It's perfect.
Did we just score?
The greatest gifts of all time? Yeah.
Head to your Nordstrom Rack store to score. Great brands, great prices, the greatest gifts of all time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
It's coming up that we go into some some of those physics arguments. but one of the things that we've mentioned in the last few days, me and yourself, we've been discussing dark matter.
Yes. Yeah.
And my point of view is I'm not a big fan of the whole dark matter theory. Mm-hmm. Apart from which, I've seen some physics papers where they have rewritten their physics where dark matter is not needed. But generally, dark matter is 90% held as, you know, the theory of the universe. It's within physics.
Okay, yeah.
But I think this kind of just goes to prove how little we actually know about true physics.
Yeah.
And until we know that, because in physics, there's like this whole, like, even Stephen Hawking, he was looking for this theory of physics that would explain everything in the universe plus everything in the subatomic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they, we talk about string theory and all that sort of thing, you know, quantum physics.
Yeah.
The two, normal physics and quantum physics, don't mesh together. They don't interlink. Mm-hmm. And Stephen Hawking was always trying to find this theory that links them. And I think it's only when we do that that we're actually going to understand this level of technology.
That, yeah.
You know, this kind of space-time distortion within a structure. How do you create a football stadium size room inside a structure that's only 30 feet across?
Because my logical brain goes, oh, well, maybe there was screens inside that display something bigger, but it can't be.
No.
But again, I can't. Like,
well, you. No, the two of us are never going to be able to wrap our heads around it.
It's the same as when someone says, think of a new colour. You physically can't think of a new colour, can you?
No.
Because all the colours that we know already exist.
Yeah, yeah.
You mix colours together and now it's another one that we already know. But that's the kind of level we're at, isn't it? Where it's something that you can't even fathom. It's just...
Yeah, exactly. And there was I'm struggling to think of his name now, but there was an astronomer and physicist that back in the day said any technology that is sufficiently advanced would appear to an inadvanced species as magic.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing here, really, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
It seemed like magic to us, but to a technological civilization that may be 1,000, 1,000,000 years in advance to us, it's child's play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they've been brought up with it.
Yeah. It's just the norm to them.
Like, oh, you're talking about that spaceship. Oh, yeah, the Flizzy Medusa. Yeah, we've been
my 3-year-old knocked that together. Yeah. and this brings us on to Stephen Greer again.
Mm-hmm.
I watched last week a press conference that he held about 2 weeks previous to that. About all these whistleblowers, and he brought a load of whistleblowers to him, to the stage. I'm not going to go into massive detail on this because obviously you at home can go and watch it on YouTube.
Worth
it was about like 3 hours long, but it was very informative.
Definitely worth a watch.
Definitely worth a watch. Along with his new film, that's Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, Contact Has Begun. That was very interesting as well.
I would
recommend that. I really admire Stephen Greer for all the work that he's done over the last, 20 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm. He's a hero in my eyes.
He is, yeah. He's one of those people who just wants to get the truth out there.
Yeah.
No matter what that truth is.
Yeah, and he's risking a lot.
He is risking a lot. So, he held a press conference a couple of weeks ago with a whole bunch of whistleblowers that brought their own testimonials to the stage. You know, there were pilots, there were military people, all different kinds, all different ranks.
Yeah, there was an FBI agent as well.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff like that. But on the whole, in fact, most of them were actually alleging that the danger or dangerous craft UFOs that we're encountering are actually military developed craft with extraterrestrial technology on board.
Mm.
Which obviously Bob Lazar was researching. Stephen Greer claims in that press conference that, you know, these black operations doing reverse engineering and that sort of thing, you know, technology analysis and all that. He claims that we've had anti-gravity technology since the 1950s.
That's a long time.
It's kind of a ridiculous claim, but I can kind of also understand that if you did have that technology, you wouldn't want anybody else to know that you've got it. So you'd still let the space race carry on, the Cold War, the Apollo missions, going to the moon and all that sort of thing, with the just the normal level of technology that we've actually developed within the last, you know, 100 or so years.
It's rapid as well.
And it is rapid. And I think it's still, it is due to some of the technologies that we've taken from extraterrestrials, like microwave ovens, they came out of nowhere. You know, stuff like that. You know, the things that we take for granted these days, that if you went back 100 years, it would seem like magic.
It's very true. You know, if you turned up in the 1920s with a microwave, they'd be like, what is that contraption?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are right, man.
And the phone that you hold in your pocket, if you went back 100 years ago now...
Oh, they'd burn you at the stake for witchcraft.
Exactly, yeah. If you said, oh, I've got a device in my pocket that's only the size of the palm of my hand, and with it I can find out any information in the world that you want to know, and I look at lolcats on it, I think you were mad.
Let me just FaceTime Australia halfway around the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They wouldn't understand it. But, yeah, I mean, they're all claiming that we have been developing this from the 50s, and there's a lot of dangerous things out there. There were people on his press conference, military men, that said they were out in military exercises and they were having abduction experiences that most of us always, you know, we think of abductions being extraterrestrial in nature. Mm. Yeah. They're claiming it's not the ETs that are doing it. It's our own military in extreme black ops conducting these experiments to see how soldiers and possibly civilians react to what we obviously assume is extraterrestrial abduction. And it's not even extraterrestrial. And one guy even said that he wanted to report it under Arrow, to Arrow, and disclose this UFO phenomenon.
Yeah.
And they were told, you can't report it because the craft was apparently not an unidentified craft. Right. So they knew what that craft was. So that is Earth-built. It may have ET technology on it, but they knew what that... that it wasn't an unidentified flying object. It was identified. They knew what it was.
It's like finding a loop in a contract.
Yeah, so he wasn't allowed to report it through his normal means. I mean, go and watch this for yourself on the Stephen Greer press conference. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
So interesting. Such a wide range of people are reporting what they've encountered, what they've experienced. And a lot of them are saying that the ETs don't pose a threat to us.
Yeah, they're not hostile, are they?
No. If they were, we'd be wiped out before we even knew it.
Yeah. I mean, if they've got 100 million years of technology more than us, then, yeah.
Wouldn't be 100 million years, but...
Well, a million or
whatever. It might be 100 million years. I don't know. 100 million years is a long time, but it's a blink in the eye of the universe, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they would have done it by now.
Yeah. But the message seems to be that Stephen Greer always promotes is that ETs are trying to say to us, you've got such a beautiful planet here, and even though there's hundreds of billions of stars and planets out there, yours is a little bit special, you know? You have life. It has developed, and it's easy to grow life there. Not every planet is like that.
Yeah.
It is still a rarity to find these hidden gems of planets, so look after your planet. We're imploring you to look after your planet. We will help you if you let us. Mm-hmm. But obviously, military... We are a primarily a territorial species. We are an aggressive species and we are a predatory species. Mm. And I think that's why we don't have that sort of classic first contact, you know, the UFO landing on the White House lawn and, you know, having a welcome party and all that sort of thing. That's why it doesn't happen, because we are the threat to them. It's not the other way around.
I kind of have the impression, though, like, I don't want to insult my kind again, because, like, obviously being half American and stuff, I feel like I can somewhat get away with some of the things I say.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel, would it be different if extraterrestrials landed in a different country? Like, if it was America, that I do feel like the US government seems to be on a different level of aggression compared to, like, if they landed in Australia.
Well, that's the thing. It's a lot of countries around the world, even some of them in Europe, like France, I think, are quite open about UFO encounters and stuff like that. They've got a sort of an open book policy. They don't have this Secrecy Act. And several other countries around the world are quite open about it. It's even some in South America are quite open about it. Like you say, America in particular, possibly because they've got such a grip hold on the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And when you've got that grip hold, you don't, people in power, they don't want to release
it. They certainly don't.
They don't, do they?
No. So, the only argument that I've always heard for, like, patriots and people that, you know, that say the government aren't all bad, they do care about the people and things like that. And to play devil's avocado for a second, I've heard people say the reason they don't disclose any of this information and things and get it out there and tell the truth is because they're worried about mass hysteria. I mean, in 2023, I think we've reached a point where I think that's a load of rubbish, personally.
Well, I don't know.
If you admit that aliens are real, you don't have to give away everyone, everything. But
I'm going to remind you about a quote that Tommy Lee Jones said in Men in Black. Is when Will Smith said, why all the secrecy? Why all the cover-up? Why don't you just let people know? People are smart. And Tommy Lee Jones says, no, a person is smart. People are dumb, panicky creatures that will quite easily fall into mob mentality.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
So I can kind of understand that.
We saw it with COVID and toilet rolls.
Yeah, toilet rolls, panic buying and stuff. People quite literally fall into that category of, as long as I'm all right, I don't care about everybody else.
Yeah, you are right, to be fair. There is that element of that, I suppose. I don't know, it just seems crazy to me that a group of people can say, we're going to not give you any information and do what we want.
And as far as people claiming that the government do care about us and they want to help us, well, all of this, what we've just been going through, all these whistleblower experiences, particularly the guys who are in the military getting abducted by UFO, they think there's a UFO and then they find out that it's actually, you know, one of their own.
That's scary.
That's kind of like going back to the MK Ultra days, you know, experimenting on humans without their knowledge.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And that's what worries me about the future in some ways. Yeah. It's like, because they tried to report that to Arrow. And they said, oh.
Arrow doesn't have the clearance level to investigate.
So that's basically them saying, like, deal with it. If you get abducted, you get abducted. Yeah. Like, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like humans versus humans. And
well, it is in a way, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder,
it's the haves and the have-nots, isn't it? We've got this technology. We're going to test it out on the people who have them.
I wonder if aliens are actually the good guys in this situation.
Well, I think they probably are, to be honest.
But also, before I forget, just to touch up on one of the points you made, very quickly, the government have been known to do things like this about, you know, you said about abducting people that are unkind. Yeah, yeah. There is famous reports of, in the 60s, cars driving around New York releasing certain gases just to see what it would do to people.
Yeah.
So if people think that the government, they wouldn't just kill and take people of their own for no reason.
Oh, they would.
They would.
Yeah, because they've done worse.
Yeah, there's been examples of that since the 60s that I'm aware of. So, yeah. You know, that's the
one. Like, human rights, they improve on paper, don't they? Mm-hmm. But we all know that paper isn't real life.
Yeah. Wow.
So, there you go. So moving on to the paranormality scale. I guess we've got to put it down to believability on this point, on this one, don't we, really?
Yep.
Do you believe the whistleblowers or do you believe the government?
I believe the whistleblowers.
I would say the whistleblowers.
And I think that I know a lot of people are 50-50 on, you know, I hate this kind of view and opinion that whistleblowers have betrayed their country. It's a load of nonsense. They're heroes. They want to speak the truth. And
they want to bring the truth to you, to the general public. These are people who've had experiences that are outside of the norm, and they want people to actually know about it and say, look, this is what your government are doing to you behind your back.
Yeah. And the fact that they've got – the stakes are so high and they've got so much risk there and they're still willing to come out and say, here's information and what I've seen with my own eyes. Yeah. I don't understand how anyone can not believe them over certain governments or people. So
they're heroes.
I think they are heroes to some degree. It's very believable. And do you know what I'm going to give it?
I'm thinking 9.9.
I was thinking 9.9 because no one ever gets a 10.
No.
So you know what? I'm going to go with my gut instinct as well. I'm going to give it a 9.9.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going 9.9. So that's an easy average, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't even need to say it.
And if we go missing or anything happens, this is why.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. For the record, neither of us want to commit suicide.
No, definitely not. No.
So, you know, if that comes out, then it definitely wasn't.
We're the whistleblowers for the whistleblowers.
Yeah, I guess we are. For the very few people that actually listen to this. Well. But anyway, yeah, that I really wanted to cover this because it intrigued me as I was looking through Instagram and Google and whatnot while I was on my holiday. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was seeing so much whistleblower, comments and what the truths that I think they're bringing out allegedly.
Yeah.
I just wanted to cover it. I know we do a lot about UFOs and stuff, not so much about ghosts, but you know, UFOs my jam.
Yeah.
I just thought this was such an interesting case, and we could integrate Stephen Greer in, which I do want to. I want to keep a close eye on Stephen Greer because he is
got to come back to him.
He's another hero, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's the one person that I feel I kind of hang on his every word.
Almost, you know what I mean? Yeah.
He's got this like kind of aura about him, the way he presents himself, and he's got the history there. Worked for 33 years.
He was a medical doctor working in like a trauma ward or A&E, I guess we'd call it in this country. But I mean that's what I really like about him. Particularly, like when was it? Back in 2002, 2003, or something. He did that original first press conference where he was trying to get. All his colleagues were presenting the evidence and saying, look, we want disclosure on what's going on. And the fact that they were educated people, intelligent, with, you know, respectable jobs.
Degrees.
Not just rednecks going, I don't trust government. You know, these were actually... Sorry, that was a really bad American impression.
Oh, I thought you were doing an impression of my dad. So.
Oh, sorry. Okay. But yeah, I mean, because it was literally people within the military and with respected jobs, respected careers that were coming out and saying, yes, we want this disclosure. That made me sit up and take notice of it. And I've been taking notice ever since. So,
yeah.
I mean, Stephen Greer, if there's a small chance that you ever listen to this podcast, if you'd like to come on for an interview, I'd love to have you here. Don't really much like my chances of that happening.
we can hope.
Fingers crossed. And I guess, so if you're a whistleblower.
If you like blowing whistles.
Right into us. paranormality.uk@gmail.com. Stephen Greer, same email address. if you like blowing whistles.
Yeah. If you're a lifeguard, you blow a whistle.
Yeah, yeah. If you've had some of these experiences yourself and you don't know where to whistleblow, because obviously we're talking about American whistleblowers here, then you know, in different countries have got different laws, but, different secrecy acts and stuff like that. So people in the UK, soldiers and whatnot that have similar experiences, they've got nowhere to go to. You can come to us.
Yes.
We can't do anything about it, but you can come to us.
You can't just go blowing your whistle all over the place.
No.
Because people will just think you're crazy.
Make a mess.
Make a mess. People think you're crazy. So blow your whistle hard and true in one direction that is supposed to happen.
Yeah. And fingers crossed, you know, these things actually come to light and we'll actually get some disclosure on it one day.
Yeah. I hope so.
Until then, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
And this has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta!
So good, so good, so good.
Perfect gifts? We've got them at Nordstrom Rack stores now. UGG, Nike, Barefoot Dreams, Kate Spade New York, and more. Find everything on their wish list all in one place.
Steve Madden? Yes, please.
It's perfect.
Did we just score?
The greatest gifts of all time? Yeah.
Head to your Nordstrom Rack store to score. Great brands, great prices, the greatest gifts of all time.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.